Now to a story about a forbidden romance. Love and Summer was long listed for this year's Booker Prize. It's by 82-year-old William Trevor, an author often described as the master of quiet Irish brooding. Set in a small village, Love and Summer is about a young married woman who has a summer affair with a man called Florian, who's preparing to leave Ireland forever. But the affair can't last because she won't leave her husband and Florian won't stay. For the book show, reviewer Geordie Williamson read Love and Summer and was touched by its tenderness.
Although William Trevor was born in Ireland in 1928, in what he calls the small-time Protestant middle class, he left for England in 1954 and lives in Devon to this day. For many writers, memories of the past would fade over the years. For Trevor, it seems that the landscape of his early life has only grown closer over time. Of all these tales, it is a novella from 1991, Reading to Ganyev, that strikes me as the best thing that Trevor has done. The deceptively simple tale of a woman who enters into a loveless marriage with a man many years her senior, so that she might move into town and work at a drapery, who then falls in love with her frail cousin and then succumbs to a 30-year madness when he dies, marks both the perfection of his style, a realism inherited from Dickens, Flaubert, and early Joyce, and a move beyond realism's gorgeous surfaces to something deeper still. Love and Summer, which is the 81-year-old Trevor's 19th longer fiction, is, like any number of his narratives, a recapitulation of Reading to Ganyev. Its characters also live hidden lives that others are aware of, but which few acknowledge openly. And they, too, are people who cling to religion, lost loves, the institution of marriage, or the traditions of the time to avoid the trauma of change, of admitting error, or wasted lives. It is summer in Rathmoy, a town in which little happens, at some indistinct point in the post-war decades. A young man has stopped on his bicycle to take a photo of a funeral. He is Florian Kildare, the dreamy, talentless son of a bohemian artist couple, now deceased. This small act of voyeurism is noted by the family of the dead woman, a tiny harbinger of further indecencies of which Florian may be capable. And it is Miss Knolty, the embittered spinster daughter of the lady being buried, who will open a twitch curtain on events. It is one of Trevor's trademark ironies that he directs this woman's hostility, envy, and fear of adulterous relations towards a kindly, innocent man, who nonetheless does end up by having an affair. In the town, he meets a young woman named Ellie, a foundling raised by nuns, who came to Rathmoy to keep house for a widowed farmer, a decent man named Dillahan, broken forever by a machinery accident that killed his wife and child, and who has become his second wife more out of osmosis than love. Inevitably, the young pair are drawn to one another. The affair that follows lasts only for the summer, as though social norms could be suspended only for the duration of those precious warm months. Trevor tells this story with devastating understatement. No hysterics, no grand passion. As Miss Knolty sees that what she half knows, half guesses, eggs are collected, stock orders are filled at the local pub, Dillahan mends his fences while the two lovers meet in the ruins of a house, once owned by an aristocratic family, brought low by sexual scandal decades before. Simply put, Love and Summer is the work of a master. What seems like the simplest of narratives about the most banal of human events is in fact an intricate device of echo and illusion, told in a series of smooth, unbroken shots that recall the cinematic masters as much as literary ones. Even the climax of the piece is totally unexpected and all the more affecting for its delicacy and restraint. A gentle madman from Rathmoy makes his way to Dillahan and speaks with him, presumably to unmask the lovers, while Ellie walks with her Florian in his soon-to-be-vacated garden, agonizing over whether to run away to Norway with him. Trevor writes beautifully and unbearably of the lovers' last moments. The silence held, but when they walked into the garden, their choked conversation flickered into life again. The lobelia, the buddleia, the last of the smoke tree's summer mist, Berberis, Gaia, Marnia. Ellie learnt the names. She had not known them. And they went to the lake to see if the summer bird had come back, but still it hadn't. And then, beyond the plum trees, where there had been raspberries before, they spoke of Scandinavia.
That's Geordie Williamson reviewing William Trevor's Love and Summer. It's published by Penguin, and Geordie is also the chief literary reviewer for the Australian newspaper. And that's it for the book show today. Tomorrow, my guest will be Peter Carey, talking to us from a studio in New York where he's lived for over 20 years. And his new novel, Parrot and Olivier in America, is an examination and ultimately a love song to the American democracy, the promised land of freedom and opportunity, seen through the eyes of the son of a French aristocrat and the son of an itinerant English printer. So, Peter Carey on the book show tomorrow. Ramona Koval here, coming up on ABC Radio National, First Person.